It's a warm summer evening in New Jersey. About a dozen nurses gather under the hum of fluorescent lights in a church basement.
I don't know the story.
You don't know the story? Oh, my story is interesting.
Mike wears a button-down shirt. His brown hair and beard are cropped short. He and the other nurses huddle on squishy couches pulled into a big circle. Some, straight from work, wear scrubs. Some come in sweats and have glossy manicures. They're here for their weekly peer support meeting through New Jersey's Alternative to Discipline program called RAMP. It's where addicted nurses go when they want to detox and keep their jobs. Most don't want their names used, but Mike, the only man in the room, is happy to share his story.
I was in charge of an ER, you know, just directing the traffic in a very large ER. And I just one day said, on a slow day, stuck a needle in my leg, and then it was off to the races. And I'm smart, and I'm using a fresh needle every time. I'm smart. I know exactly what I'm doing. And then I'm in. By the time I got confronted in August of 07, I was grateful for the confrontation because I was the definition of the sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired. My wife at the time had a drug problem as well along with me. We both went to the same rehab. I was ready to change my life. She was not. She actually overdosed in rehab. So we parted ways and I came back up here.
Mike's story is not unusual. So Carolyn Crowley, a nurse in Idaho, also battled prescription drug addiction.
I had some pain issues, some female pain. We had samples in our office. This was, you know, almost 20 years ago. So I was taking them prescribed by myself.
Crowley says nurses have a lot to deal with, and the combination of stress and access to drugs can be toxic.
You know, we do have a little bit of a different situation in that the stress of the job, the access is there, the triggers are there. Say they've worked, you know, three 12-hour shifts in a row. It's been incredibly hectic. Mrs. Jones had only wanted one of her pills instead of two. And now they're halfway home. There's a pill in their pocket. It's like, maybe this would help.
Crowley got caught stealing pills from her office. She's now been sober for 17 years and wrote a manual for nurses about getting clean and going back to work. She credits an Alternative to Discipline program for getting her back on her feet and letting her keep her career. The thinking is that if nurses stand to lose their jobs for going into rehab, they won't seek help. So a nurse in treatment is safer than one in hiding. And because the nurse is accountable, the public is safer too. 41 states now offer these programs. And they're strict. Nurses sign up for 3 to 5 years of drug testing and mandatory weekly meetings. Some nurses find that peer meetings, like this one in New Jersey, are more comfortable than regular 12-step meetings. Other addicts sometimes freak out because these nurses have people's lives in their hands.
That whole thing of how people think we should know better was killing me. Right. Was killing me. I didn't want to go to meetings. Oh, maybe I took care of them. Who cares?
I know. I could care less.
Oh, and I used to.
I see people at meetings. I'm like, yeah, that's right. I was your nurse.
Yeah.
and they're there too.
But it's right. Different. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, and nurses have a higher standard.
Right. I don't know. I just
it doesn't happen to nurses.
You might be wondering why give nurses a second chance to practice at all. Let's look at the big picture for a minute. There's been a nationwide shortage of nurses since the 1930s. New Jersey recently set aside $22 million to increase the number of training opportunities for new nurses. That means helping nurses get sober and keep their jobs makes sense for hospitals and for nurses. Suzanne Kinkle heads up New Jersey's Recovery and Monitoring Program, RAMP. She says accepting that nurses don't have to be perfect helps them get sober.
Last year, we had about 73% success rate remaining RAMP.
That means more than 70% of people who were in the program at the beginning of the year stuck out the terms of their contract until the end of the year. That's much higher than what conventional 12-step programs report. And Kinkle says if nurses want to go back to work, they have to prove to each other that they're ready.
Once they're compliant with the program, they do a presentation to their peer groups and request to go back to work. You know, they will call them out. If they think they're lying or not being 100% honest, they will call them out on their stuff, is a nice way of saying it.
That's just what Mike did, the nurse in recovery we heard from earlier. He was in the recovery and monitoring program for over 6 years, and he's come a long way.
So I've lost my house. I've lost my family as a result of my actions. But today, because the house didn't sell and I was able to get a job, I then moved back into my house that, you know, I own. You know, I have a great relationship with my children.
And you're remarried?
Oh, and I'm remarried,
yes.
Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware each have an alternative to discipline program, and many addiction treatment centers now offer profession-specific programs for nurses. For The Pulse, I'm Laura Benshoff.
And I said, I told her, patient is teacher, that's too much. I said, she was right.